in Sweden, from 1976 to now, 4 children have died as a result of physical abuse. That's 4 children in the last 40 years, or 1 child every 10 years. In our own country, physical abuse kills a child every 5 weeks. That's 12 children every year. And of the last 12 children to die in Aotearoa, 9 of them were Māori. What are we doing about it? How do we fix this? Are Māori even capable of changing these statistics? I believe we are. But only if we are given the opportunity to make change through regaining our stolen sovereignty. Nia Glassy, a name we all know. A 3-year-old girl beaten until she couldn't hold on any longer. The worst thing, Nia's abusers had an audience. People heard her cries and her screams. From over the fence, they saw her being spun around on a clothesline and thrown to the ground. They saw her cigarette burns and yet didn't do anything. Why? Research shows that a traumatized person experiences a kind of paralysis. They become overwhelmed and lose a sense of purpose. For Māori, the taking of our sovereignty was our greatest trauma, aside from the murder of our language. We are paralyzed and we are suffering. And our children, they are paying the greatest price. Every second day in New Zealand, a child is admitted to hospital with inflicted injuries. New Zealand is the second most dangerous place in the developed world for a child to grow up in. My goal is to persuade you all, through Māori regaining our sovereignty, we are able to put a stop to child abuse among our people. Māori are proud people. Our tūpuna were proud people. Their mana was linked to their sovereignty. We had the power and the right to make our own decisions and to take care of our fellow Māori. When we lost our sovereignty, we lost our power. There is a belief among non-Māori that Māori ourselves are responsible for the statistics, that it is our own fault that we are in the situation. But research shows that adult children of abusive parents can only reference to what they have been taught and don't know any other way. This creates a cycle that without sovereignty can never be broken. This leads to child abuse. We must let go of the notion that changes will be made while we still have no sovereignty. To save our children's lives, we need our power back. Certain groups of people in New Zealand have more sovereignty than others. Māori are not one of them. How many Māori prime ministers have we had? None. When the leader of our country is not Māori, we cannot expect changes to be made that will improve our well-being as a culture. This is not fair. Many Kiwis, however, believe that it is a good thing. Māori are viewed as incapable of making important decisions. We are made to believe that it is a good thing for other people to make decisions for us because we don't know what's best for us. That is wrong. Again, only Māori truly knows what it is to be Māori. You cannot give us a little bit of power and expect huge changes to be made. Nor can you keep building walls for us to break through when we already have so much to overcome. We were promised in the treaty that we would keep our sovereignty and our power. We were tricked, and it is only right that we get back what was stolen from us. Spider-Man said that with great power comes a great responsibility. Spider-Man may not be Māori, but his words are true of Māori sovereignty. When we have power, we feel responsible for others. When we feel responsible for others, We are moved to help others, others like Nia. There are so many like Nia in our country who need help. When we signed the Treaty of Waitangi, we did not cede our sovereignty. We did not say, here's our sovereignty. If you need anything else, just ask. It was taken away from us. And because of that, we are stuck in a vicious cycle of child abuse. And the only way for that to change is if Māori do it ourselves. By regaining our sovereignty, we will be able to put a stop to child abuse in Aotearoa. This will not cause us to fail. This will cause us to flourish. Thank you.